With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
What it do?
Ahoy!
What is up?
Coronavirus Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, that's what my wife said this morning.
We saw the shadow and went right back inside. 30 more days.
30?
Right? And then we have another month, I think, at least.
What's today?
March.
What's today? Are we in April yet?
No, March 30th.
March 30th.
So, you know, roughly, we got like 32 more days.
Wait, April 1 isn't until Wednesday?
Bingo, because tomorrow it would be the 31st, then we get to the 1st. So, you know, let's just round and say 30 more days. How about that?
God.
30 more days until what?
Yeah, until what, jerk?
Quit asking questions, Mike. Just 30 more days.
April.
Be, I don't know, positive or something. Hooray!
So April's been canceled?
Yeah, April's been canceled. Mm. So if you had anything going on in April, no. Unless you're like in Florida and own like a mega church, then apparently, hey, it's all good. You can just pack that place.
What's that? Do I want to know?
No, you don't want to know. Just the, you know.
Churches are packed?
Yeah, the mega churches. They're praying it away. So apparently.
Wait, mega churches? Like the ones that get all the.
Like
the congregations of thousands?
Yeah. They're all. Apparently, a bunch of those are just.
We do have audio of one of them.
A bunch of those are staying open and just giving a big middle finger to this whole shelter in place thing.
Well, isn't that how you. I mean, that's. It's like they're caught.
What do you mean?
Because at those types of churches, isn't that how we win this fight? Right? Like they got to go, you know, like whatever it is, pray the gay away or whatever.
Yeah.
You got to go in there and get and roll up your sleeves and get to work, right?
Something like that.
So if you're going to survive the pandemic, how are you going to survive if you don't go to the megachurch?
Well, it's valuable.
Where they tell you. You know,
well, I mean,
what you want to hear.
Yeah, you go there and then goes away. Although one I saw in Florida, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but they said that they had like 100 devices that the moment someone sneezes, it eradicates the virus. I think they've got like fire extinguishers, but with Lysol. He really said this.
Is that real? Who said that?
The preacher, the pastor guy. I'm not exactly. He didn't really go into detail.
Let me guess. Let me guess.
Yeah.
Old white haired white guy.
No, he had a dye job, but it was an old white guy.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, I guess like if you sneeze there, he says they've got 100 of these things like up in the rafters or wherever, and then they just, boom, they just annihilate it with, I don't know, I'm assuming some sort of like Lysol God type spray. Oh, all I know is apparently it's fine to go and gather in very, very large quantities as long as it's.
That's not fine.
I beg to differ.
But I've been seeing some pictures online on internet about that.
Yeah.
And I never know whether they're real or not. Well, first of all, there are some people that are putting things out there as jokes.
Yeah.
And people, of course.
No, this is no joke. They're really showing up to these things.
Well, no, I'm saying like they put out like these big crowds and like, look at this beat the pandemic rally.
Yeah. And it's.
And then people fall for it. Like, like they really think it's actually happening. It's just a joke.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then I saw one where, you know, they're rolling that barge up to be a hospital in New York, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, and that was real. People actually.
There's a bunch of people out there watching, like waving their hankies, like watching the boat come in.
Well, it was like in the 1920s, because here's the thing. Remember like back in the day when a ship came in or went out, you dressed up in like your Sunday best and then went out and waved at the ship. And I conclude that was because there was nothing else to do like in the 1920s. You're like, hey, a ship's coming in. It's something to do. Same sort of thing here. You've been stuck inside for a month. All of a sudden, some big-ass ship rolls up, and you're like, hey, it's something to do. Let's go outside. And then you kind of ignore the social gathering, you know, guidelines. Because, yes, people were lined up, like, shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, peering over a fence.
And I thought that was fake. Like, I just look at that and go, that's got to be fake. No. Tell me that's fake.
The best part is
that's in New York.
The best part is it's a medical ship that's being brought in to handle all the critical people. And showed up shoulder to shoulder to look at it.
It's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
But not really. No. Totally believable, actually. And then the worst one is in India. Have you seen the India bus stops?
No, I haven't seen that.
Go look at those pictures.
Really?
And videos. I mean, it's well, there's a few people in masks. Other than that,
it's just
wall to wall people for as far as you can see.
Yeah. Well, look, we've all made mistakes. I made one last week. I got called out for it over the weekend. Felt terrible for it.
What'd you do?
Yesterday.
Wait, are we gonna hear pastor audio?
Oh, yeah, we've got pastor audio, pastor audio.
Okay.
And then, by the way, there's multiple pastors that are doing this. It's not just one guy. Someone's saying the bro in Tampa, he was the one that was claiming that he had the ceiling virus eradicators. Someone's saying he got arrested. So, fingers crossed. We've got one guy that's apparently he solved the problem. Like, the virus is gone.
Really?
At least, well, in the United States. The rest of the world is still screwed, but in the United States, we're going to be fine because he demanded it. And often when I demand things of the Lord, it works out just fine. He often responds to me yelling and screaming at him and demanding things. But I'm sure this guy, he's on the up and up. But I felt real bad because, you know, last week we talked about where the line was for how famous you have to be in order for it to be news that you get it.
Yeah.
And then someone pointed out over the weekend that he died.
Yeah, your quote was, is this the best thing to ever happen to Joe Diffie?
Yeah. Well, I just was
people
were talking about Joe Diffie again, and I thought Joe Diffie was going to get, like, the celebrity version of it, like, where nothing happens to you, and then I really did. I felt horrible.
We killed him.
Yeah, he died. So
rest in peace, Joe Diffie.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
We were only debating, you know, look, I want to try to justify this.
There's really no justification for it.
We've killed off another one.
Yeah. I felt really, like, honestly, like, someone tweeted that at me, and they're like, hey, this didn't age well. And I was like, what? Oh.
Oh, you tweeted about Joe Diffie. See, that's totally different than talking about it.
Well, we did both.
I know, but talking about it doesn't matter. It goes off into the ethos, and nobody really hears it anyway, or nobody remembers it.
Yeah.
If you tweet it, it is there for life, and it will come back to bite you.
Yeah, it's not good.
So you tweeted about Joe Diffie, and you were like, God, who cares about Joe Diffie getting coronavirus?
No, I merely asked the question.
And now he's dead.
Is this the best thing for Joe
Diffie? No, I did not tweet that.
I'm glad you didn't.
At what point?
That could be viral today.
I did not do that. I simply asked the question, at what level of fame do you have to be for it to be news that you get the coronavirus?
It's a valid question.
And I thought that Joe Diffie was a good starting point for discovering the Mendoza line. I didn't think he would die. I was like, whoops. And then when someone pointed that out, I immediately felt terrible.
Well, why didn't you think he would die?
Did you delete the tweet?
Oh, yeah.
did?
Oh, yeah.
Clean up.
Yeah, that was one of those.
Let's just go ahead. The cleaner.
Clean up on Al Corona.
At first, I just responded with OS. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just go ahead.
Yeah, let's just forget that you did that.
Just go ahead and hit delete. I did. I felt terrible.
Mm. All right. Well,
I didn't think he was. I didn't think he was going to. I didn't think he was like, 61. And
How do you know if he's not going to? I mean,
I don't know. Like, every other celebrity that gets it right, they're just like, Tom Hanks got it and then, like, played with some koala bears in Australia for like a week and then he was fine. Idris Elba's like, hey, I'm feeling great. Like, all the NBA guys that get it, they're like, no big deal. I thought Joe Diffie was one of those. I didn't know. How am I supposed to know?
Look, it was hurried and tasteless.
Yeah.
However,
it's not good.
As a listener, I would accept your apology.
Well, I tried.
You've done way worse.
I am. Well, that's true. I'm here to say that I legitimately felt bad about it. And
now here's somebody saying
apologies needed and they've been delivered.
Somebody said that I listened. You mocked Joe Diffie.
I did not. That's.
And I agree with that. I agree with you.
Fake.
Yes.
Wrong.
I agree with you. This is like the time we talked about the beautiful one-armed girl who served me a sandwich at a panini shop.
Yeah.
And we talked about her, and then all of a sudden, somebody's blowing us up on Twitter for being insensitive to amputees.
Sure.
And that was such BS because that's not true at all. We were just talking about her.
Just having a conversation.
Same thing here. We were talking about Joe Diffie. You know, Mike and I didn't really know who Joe Diffie was.
Didn't really. I had no idea.
And
who
that was my
But
my
I came
point.
Around to that. I mean, if you look into Joe Diffie, yeah, especially got, the song somebody prop me up.
Prop me up, and then he's got Pickup Man. And,
yeah, I mean, like you look into him, you're like, oh yeah, okay, I guess I do remember Joe Diffie.
Yeah.
This ought to clear everything up, okay, with the Joe Diffie thing.
Yeah.
I've got one thing to read.
Okay.
Okay, and this is from internet. And so Joe Diffie died. He was 66?
Yeah. 61, I think.
Oh.
So again, I thought
Suk has killed him. Killed him off.
No, but,
no,
you know.
No.
No.
He died.
Yeah.
And Heather. Okay, so Trace Atkins, you know who he is?
Yeah. Okay.
Country music artist.
Sure, big tall guy.
Sure.
Like a taller, skinnier Joe Diffie.
He's a country music guy, Trace Atkins.
Yeah.
He tweeted about Joe Diffie and was like, oh my God, this is horrible, right?
Yeah.
A response to his Twitter from a woman named Heather is what will make you feel better.
All right.
Okay. Heather replied to Trace Atkins' tweet by saying, quote, back in 87, Diffie and I had a one-night stand. The cowboy was very well hung. He never called me back. Heaven gained another 10 inches.
What?
That's real.
Holy jeez.
Wow.
That is real.
Wow. Well,
we don't know if the story's real, but the tweet is real.
I'm going to go with it and say that, you know, Heaven needed some more firepower. So,
yeah.
You know, take it as a positive.
See, the Lord works in mysterious ways, we started talking
about. That's true. This all comes back.
He needed 10 more inches up there.
It comes full circle. Wow. I certainly hope that that's a true that's a true story.
I hope every detail is
that's
true.
That's kind of like the Tiger King guy, Joe Exotic, getting up at his lover's funeral and talking about his big, beautiful balls.
Well, I'll tell you what. Think? Yeah, I was talking to someone about whether or not they should watch that, and I was like, well, you should. It's
the answer is unequivocally yes.
Yeah, of course.
And so they were trying to ask, like, what's the best part of it, and there's so many good things, but
all of the parts.
I will say that is criminally underrated that at his husband's funeral, he did talk about his beautiful balls.
Look, let's put it this way for those that haven't seen it, which is probably a lot of you.
Yeah.
So much stuff happens and so much wacky S goes on in that show that that's not even a thing.
No, it just kind of gets glossed over and it shouldn't.
It shouldn't at all. It's the one thing I'm hung up on that he got up there and started talking about this guy's balls. Anyway.
I feel like if you died like at your tater tot funeral, I would be disappointed if your wife didn't talk about your beautiful balls. The lovely Danielle in her.
But she would never say that.
In her griefs. Well, she should.
Two things she won't talk about when I die. One, 10 inches. And two, my beautiful balls.
What were the old balls like? Shame on her. Shame on her.
You want her to lie to you?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Can she talk about how distinguished they are? You know, because you kind of got that silver and gray thing happening.
Could you imagine?
Like maybe they've got like elbow patches and like a little pipe that they smoke.
Wanted to say he was my rock, but here's what I remember most.
His other rocks.
His rocks had little wiry gray hairs coming out of them.
They were very distinguished.
Oh, they were wonderful.
Yes.
He didn't do the best job of keeping them clean. But, you know.
And Sprague gets up there. Manscaped.com.
Could have helped him.
Oh, man. This is the times we're in, guys. We're in. I know. These shows are going to be like this. So buckle up. Hey, are we going to hear from the pastor guy?
Yes,
we'll hear it next.
Yeah.
We got plenty of time.
If you live in the U.S., don't worry. Crisis averted. We're all good.
It's over.
Yeah. If you live elsewhere, like Canada or Mexico or the rest of the world, I hate to tell you, but you're screwed.
God hates you, just loves us. That's it.
But here, we're protected and we're fine.
Also, I have a thing about, it just popped into my head because you brought up Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
We're over talking about that show. I mean, we talked about it a lot.
Sure.
And, so we've moved on to the next thing.
Yeah.
I guess, whatever that is. Yeah. But I have a thing about people talking about Tiger King online I'd like to talk about with you guys.
Okay. So we'll talk about someone talking.
Well, it's internet. It's damn social
media. Reacting to a reaction.
It's just people who refuse to watch it.
Yeah.
I just, these people.
People are refusing to watch it?
Yeah.
These like people the drive cat, me the crazy. The cat thing or.
Well, there's that. There's a lot of offshoots of it, but it's just like, God, just effing watch it. It's gold.
Everyone's watching it.
Everyone. Don't be that guy or
gal. You're not going to understand any of the memes. And I'll tell you right now, the only good thing that's come out of this thing is the memes.
The only way you can understand the world is through memes and parody videos.
And if you aren't watching Tiger King or you haven't watched it, then they're going to go over your head or under your beautiful balls. And either way, you're missing out.
All right. So that's where we begin. Shall we get started? I think we shall. 3:15 on The Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we are back for another week of COVID cast. 1080 The Fan Sports Talk Radio, sort of.
Yeah, I went with...
We're changing the name to Hot Talk 1080.
Yeah, because that's really what it is. Like, so I did I'm trying to do little preview videos every day again, like for the show, what's on the show. And it's really just Mike listening to death metal every day I walk into the studio.
Today, you actually snuck up on me and scared me. Yeah. You just started recording and then started talking. And I was like, oh, you're behind me.
And someone replied with, what on earth could you guys possibly be talking about? And I'm like, have you not been listening?
Tune in.
There's
bitch.
Always something to talk about.
People may ask me that. See, again, this furthers my theory that no one listens to us. Everyone just knows that we're on.
It's just like on in the background.
I can't swing a bag of dead cats without somebody asking me, hey, what are you guys talking about?
Why don't you turn it on
the air?
Listen.
You can listen to it.
Yeah, we are talking.
I'm not going to say it's good, but I'm also not going to say it's terrible.
It's
I'm actually
content.
Having kind of fun.
Well, that's what I said the other day. I came home on Friday and someone was like, hey,
we rocked it. Thursday and Friday of last week, great shows.
Yeah, and I said, you know what? I'm kind of enjoying this a little bit. Like, they're kind of fun.
There's a freedom to it.
Certainly.
That's right.
Yeah, it's think of like Joe Exotic. We've been uncaged. The mullet is in full force right now, and there really is no constraints. And no one can really yell at us and be like, hey, get back to sports. Stick to sports. What are you guys talking about? All those things are gone. I'm free to wander in right field as long as I want to, and I'll be damned if I have to get back to second base.
As the freedom of the American people has gone away, the freedom on this show has increased.
USA! USA!
We've been given an inch, and we're taking a damn mile.
You're damn right.
So somebody said horse racing was on this weekend. Is that true?
I don't know.
Yeah, somebody texted and said, hey, I was flipping through the sports channels this weekend, and anybody else surprised to see that the ponies were still a-running?
Where?
Had no idea.
Was it live? Or was it
I don't know.
A replay?
Honestly, I haven't even looked for sports. I know
I've
it's
skipped
canceled.
Over those channels every time.
I don't even pay attention. Occasionally, like, I'll be flipping through, and there'll be a classic game on that I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting, and I'll flip over to that.
In their defense, I guess that's probably what people do with us right now.
Yeah.
They skip over and they're like sport.
Yeah. And that's shame on you. You're getting so much more than sports here. I'll tell you that
right now. Yeah, you are. Well, anyway, here's our poll question, 1080thefan.com. It is very sportsy today.
Oh, look at us.
As always, it is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com.
Apparently, it was the Florida Derby and it was live. So Florida.
Really? In Florida?
Yeah. Florida's really not.
Yeah, well, Florida's the place where that Tampa, the mega church, they had it going on. I feel like Florida is being Florida.
Oh, we got to get to pastor audio. Yeah. By the way, Florida, they say, could be the next.
Yeah.
That in Detroit, right?
Because, like, no one's heeding any of the
next warnings. Big hot spot, as they're
called. Yeah, New Orleans and Florida, I guess, are just waiting to.
Because New Orleans, zones. Everyone was together for Mardi Gras as this was starting.
Yeah, and then Florida, spring break, and apparently in Florida again, they're just being Florida. I'm waiting for Missouri to pop up, for Missouri being Missouri.
Hey, Oregon's been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Washington had, like, the first case.
Yeah.
By the way, I was reading about that guy today, that 35-year-old guy, the very first case.
Yeah, they brought it in.
They brought it into the U.S. was in Seattle. And he had traveled to Wuhan to visit family. Boy, they have a whole thing on him about his. Have you read about him at all? You've been catching up on him?
No.
They have basically published his entire case from day one of what he did to the very end of, because he did get on a ventilator. Like, he was in critical condition, right. But he has recovered. Like I said, 35 years old. It was really interesting to read through, like, how they handled his case and what they did. And basically every detail about it has been published by the doctors who saw him. Why am I telling you that? Good question. I don't know. Anyway, I was reading about that today.
Oh.
But Oregon has done really well.
Yeah, I guess.
But we got to keep going. But I do feel like people here, especially in Portland, are really taking this seriously, man. They are. They're doing a pretty good job.
And
that's working.
Supposedly, we are going to be able to handle, we don't know for certain, but they're saying that we should be able to handle all the cases.
But the second that we think that, oh, okay, well, fine, then now I'm going to go out.
Yeah.
That's when we're New York City.
What did you see with, like, in Japan right now? So everyone was asking, like, hey, what's up with Japan? Because they didn't have a whole lot of cases, and some countries around them had been blowing up for hot spots. And in Japan, I guess, was just like, whatever. Well, it turns out now that the Olympics have been canceled, all of a sudden their cases are skyrocketing and everyone's like, really, Japan? So it turns out most people are in agreement that Japan just wasn't reporting anything because they wanted to get the Olympics off. And now that they've been officially postponed for a year, now Japan's like, fine. Yeah, we've got it too. And now the numbers are like through the roof. So way to go, Japan. Bravo. Way to just try to suppress the information.
It doesn't
surprise
me,
for the sake of the Olympics.
None of this surprises me.
Nah,
does that really surprise you? No, and by the way, the Olympics are still going on there. They just moved them to the next year.
For a year.
It's next summer.
And don't worry, the radioactive wasteland will still be there, but they'll tell you that it's okay too. Good gravy.
Well, anyway, here's our poll question, 1080thefan.com. If you were forced to pick only one of these sports to continue, which would it be? And we've only given you four options: college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, or the NBA/Zers.
Ooh. Wouldn't the Zers be part of the NBA?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. That's a great point.
Blazers.
He's not the best in the business for nothing.
Pretty obvious.
He's dialed in.
But we put that on there just in case NBA fans forgot. Like, so maybe somebody was going to click, well, I don't care about the NBA. Blazers are in the NBA.
The Zers.
Put them on there.
They didn't branch off into their own.
We're going to get some Za while watching the Zers.
That's right.
Somebody asked me this question the other day, and it's a very difficult one for me between baseball and NFL.
Yeah.
And I hate to do this, but I got to punt college football third. Like NBA. Ooh. Well, the NBA goes first for me. That's an easy one.
Sure.
See you later.
Yeah.
College football is going to go next. I hate to say this. I love college football. But third on the list, because college football to me comes down to like 7 or 8 schools every year.
Yeah.
And
it's not Kansas.
No, and Kansas gets beat by 50 every year.
Not anymore. I mean, hello.
Every game. So it's between MLB and NFL, and that's a really, really, really tough one for me, but I probably ain't going to leave Major League Baseball standing. But it's really hard.
It's a bold.
I'm the exact same order as you, Rob.
Yeah.
MLB plays, then NFL, college football, and NBA in that order.
God, I love the NFL.
Normally, I would say the NFL, college football, and then Major League Baseball for me. But if we're going to be in this for a while, I might take Major League Baseball because it's every day.
Longer. Yeah.
It's longer, and it's like I don't have to wait until the weekend. Although in the NFL, you get Monday and you get Thursday. But Major League Baseball, during these times, Major League Baseball is made for quarantine, right? It's like every day, there you go. You've got your team on pretty much every day.
So, and other teams.
Yeah, I might go with, in this circumstance, I might give you Major League Baseball 1 and then NFL in college.
I do enjoy that all three of us were like, NBA can go.
Yeah. Although, you
that's
know,
easy, though.
Although the gambling thing for me, it's going to be tough because I don't really gamble on baseball and I do like gambling on football just a bit. So that's going to be tough. I'd have to throw that into consideration,
too. Yeah, you got to weigh that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know?
I miss having a little juice on some stuff, man. And there's nothing to gamble on.
Yeah, I've taken to becoming a day trader.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I just took my money out of the Oregon Lottery sports action and put it in E-Trade. I'm like trying to like time the market. It's like playing slot machines.
How's that going for you?
Yeah, you know, okay. Yeah. Some are up, some are down. Like, I think there's some good buys out there. Maybe I'll start doing my own day trading segment.
What to buy. Who is it? Dave Portnoy from Barstool. He's doing that.
Yeah.
Is he?
Every day he posts a video of him day trading.
Yeah, day trading, and he's wearing purple pants the entire time.
He made $100,000 today, he said.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
So he's day trading.
And I haven't made $100,000.
And he's doing home pizza reviews because, you know, he does the pizza stuff. So now he's just doing like DiGiorno and like Red Baron. And he's doing take and bake.
Yeah, all the frozen pizza.
All the frozen pizza reviews. It's quite good.
It does. I will say it does kind of
hashtag
scratch
good content.
Yeah.
It does scratch the gambling itch a little. It really does.
Well, I need to get on
because
this.
Because you're checking the market. If you make a bunch and say you make 10%, you're like, sell it and then double down on something. I don't know. It's really a futile effort, but so is sports gambling.
Absolutely.
Quite frankly. Yeah. It's just for the funds of it. All right, where were we?
I don't know. I think we were getting to God audio.
Oh, that's right. Oh, and then I want to talk about Tiger King and the people that refuse to watch it.
Sure.
I'd like to talk about those people.
Yeah.
And how they're wired.
But I'm here to tell you that if you live in the United States, fear not. The crisis is over.
All right. Well,
Kenneth Copeland has solved our problem.
Who?
Kenneth Copeland. He's a big, like, he's one of those guys. He's got like a private plane. And
how many of these guys are there?
Oh, there's a lot.
Are there?
Yeah. But this guy is one of the
Osteen,
biggest.
Osteen, Joel, is that one?
Yeah. He's the Texas guy.
Yeah.
He's in Texas.
He's the guy that bought the old Rockets arenas at the Compaq Center or whatever and refused to open the doors during the floods because, well, he didn't want to wreck his church. But yeah, this guy, this guy's Kenneth Copeland. He's another one of these very, very big pastors. He's got like a private jet and a big mansion and really gives nothing back to anybody.
Well, do you want to know what else? I have some more fun audio today that I brought to the table.
Yeah.
PJ Fleck will attempt to motivate us.
Oh, is he rowing the boat?
Well, he's...
Yes.
Somebody asked him about, you know, giving a pep talk amidst a global pandemic.
Okay.
And I have the audio. It's about 2 minutes.
You're headed towards Turdville.
Who better to fire us up?
He is a very motivating type individual.
So we'll hear what he has to say today, too.
I think he's full of it, but he's entertaining.
But we'll hear the pastor that has saved the world. Or, I mean, the U.S.
The U.S., not the world. Just only the U.S.
Just the U.S.
Coming up next, here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, coming up, Tiger King contrarians. These people fascinate me. And we'll talk about them. But first, Tampa Bay pastor is in jail?
Supposedly. Like, he's a...
Now, this is not who we're going to hear from here.
No.
But apparently this guy's in jail. What did he do? Because his people just kept showing up for church and...
Yeah.
He would hold services and take their money. And
yeah, he was arrested in jail.
Selling lies and...
Yeah. Well, he was the one that was claiming that... you know, they had some sort of apparatus in the roof that if you sneezed, like 100 like Lysol jets would spray it down and kill the virus.
Yeah,
he was refusing to close his church, and now he's been arrested.
His congregation is quite large.
Yeah,
I see it here. I'm looking.
By the way, this is what he lived.
His name is Rodney Howard Brown.
Yeah, he lived in Hillsborough County, which is where I lived in Tampa. Which I'm here to tell you, not the best place. Which is why I lived there.
Unlawful assembly. And the violation of health emergency rules.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's refused to shut down the churches because if you do that, then, you know, money's not coming into the coffers. That's just not going to fly.
All right. Well, now who's this guy that we're going to play here?
This is Kenneth Copeland, and he's way more famous. Like this douche canoe down in Tampa, I've never heard of him. Kenneth Copeland is like King Douche Canoe. He's like one of the biggest televangelists out there. He's worth millions. He's got a private jet. He was the one that got caught, like buying that $15 or $20 million plane by the journalist, and he was the one saying that God made him such a deal that he couldn't afford to not buy the jet.
Oh yeah,
he's that guy.
I remember that guy.
Yeah, he's a real peach.
Kenneth Copeland.
Yeah.
Okay.
And well, so he has solved the coronavirus, at least in the United States. If you're in the rest of the world, you're hooped. But in the U.S., it's over. Everything's back to normal.
I execute judgment on you, COVID-19.
Oh, must.
I execute judgment on you, Satan. You destroyer. You killer. You get out. We break your power. You get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
It is... over.
Yes.
And the United States of America is healed and well again.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's over.
Finally.
Wait, where did you find that?
It's over.
It was on Twitter.
Yeah, it was on Twitter. Yeah, it's over. I mean, he yelled at God.
The United States of America is
healed. The United
States
of America is healed. The vaccine is here immediately.
Right.
The U.S. is healed. The rest of the world, you're hooped. But here, we're fine. So, you know, hey, do whatever. Gather down at the Tampa Mega Church, and whatever you do, please send Kenneth Copeland as much money as you can. Don't worry about if you don't have a job or anything. You know, you've been laid off and the economy's in the tank. Don't worry. Just give this guy your money and everything's going to be fine.
You know, he's 83.
Yeah, he's been doing this for a long, long time.
He doesn't look 83. He looks good.
Well, there's a lot of plastic surgery there. And again, he's worth millions upon millions of dollars.
He does look crazy. He's got crazy in those eyes.
Yeah. Well, his eyes were closed the entire time he was speaking in this video.
Yeah, in this one, yeah.
I love now, the guy next to him who's trying not to laugh. He's trying to hold it in.
How many people in his congregation?
It's not laughing. It's called belief soon.
Oh, there you go.
Like, what is that? Are those people all, they all just believe that? Or are they just there for a little whimsy, like you like to say? Like, they're like, Kenneth, here he goes again.
No,
but,
dude, they
so they 100% believe.
They give this dude a lot of money.
Boy, that's,
well,
why
they probably like
do
90% believe, but yeah.
I should have been a televangelist.
I know. I mean,
people will believe anything.
People aren't giving this dude, they're saying that his net worth, according to, this is 15 top, richest pastors. That dude is worth over $700 million.
Wow.
So, yeah, people believe, man. You don't pull in $700 million from people unless they believe what you're shoveling.
You know what's crazy, too, is the over-the-top parody now.
Yeah.
Like Tiger King or that guy or the Trumpy guy or, you know, all the stuff we've been playing over the last couple of weeks that have come out. The over-the-top parody is, like, indistinguishable from the real thing now. You know?
Yeah.
It used to be like, oh, that's an SNL bit or that's a funny bit.
Yeah, you can't tell if it's
now
satire.
Now it's like, wait, that's real?
That guy got up on TV and they have millions of people that watch and declared it over.
Damn.
Like, didn't ask for it to be over. Didn't say that it's going to be over. No, he said it's over. And I promise you, and this is the sad part, there are a lot of people and probably old gullible people that are honestly sitting at their house right now saying, well, problem solved.
Like, all right.
Got to head out to the Golden Corral a little bit later on and wrangle me up some fresh biscuits. What? Why are they closed? Nah, Kenneth, Pastor Kenneth said it's over. Said the vaccine's here and we've been healed.
So what percentage of, you know, like upstanding, normal, well-adjusted Christians believe in stuff like this guy?
I don't know.
You know, like what percentage of the whole crew does he bite off there? Is that 5%? Is that 10%?
I would like to think it's real low, but then I see the amount of money that these guys make, these snake oil salesmen.
And there's a lot of them.
And there's a lot. And they all got private jets and they're flying around.
And they're in mega churches that seat thousands.
Thousands.
Did you ever watch The Righteous Gemstones?
Yes. And that's
again, parody. It's like,
it's
that's
the same thing.
It's real.
Although I'd rather watch Danny McBride,
by the way,
preach in his white suit.
If you have not watched Righteous Gemstones,
you should.
You need to watch Righteous Gemstones.
It is fantastic.
Really good.
And it's an HBO series about a family of
televangelists.
Yeah, televangelists. Yeah. It's great.
John Goodman.
Yeah, John Goodman's the
he's the main guy.
The patriarch. And then the guy from Glee is the one son, but Danny McBride steals the show. Like, he's the bastard outcast son that's like doing blow and hookers.
I enjoyed, if you've ever seen that show, the sister?
Yeah, the sister's great.
Oh my God, she was hilarious.
Yeah. It's a really, really well done show.
There's one scene in that show, and I won't wreck it for anybody because you guys all are looking for things to put on your TV watch list.
Yeah.
If you can stream it somehow, go back and watch Righteous Gemstones. It's only one season. It's like, what, 8 or 9 episodes or something?
Something like that. Quick. And it's very lighthearted and, you know, it's not like a heavy thing.
Go back and watch the scene with the sister and her ex at Outback Steakhouse.
Yes. Yes.
It is
yes. All
so
the, yes.
Genius. So genius. Anyway. All right, well.
I'm trying to figure out what her name is.
We're cured.
Because she's
great. I saw an ad for her recently. She's in another something or other coming up.
Yeah. She's one of those that when you see her, you're like, oh, yeah, her. And it's the same thing with the other brother.
She's very good.
Like, I've seen that guy in a bunch of stuff, but I don't know what his name is. The only one that I know is, well, John Goodman and then Danny McBride.
Colorado Rockies?
Here's a Christian. We got the Christians weighing in.
Oh, okay.
I'm super skeptical of guys like that.
Well, you should be.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying.
Yeah.
That's kind of a red flag right there.
Edie Patterson, by the way, is the
great.
Is the sister.
She is greatness in that show.
The one that gets kind of shoved aside for the two brothers.
And he says, many of my Christian friends would agree. Yeah, it's fast. That's a fascinating world, that world.
Yeah.
Of Kenneth Copeland and the people who suspend reality to
follow
him.
A lot of money to be made there. And by the way,
are the people that give him the money are the people that give him the money, are they wealthier, you think? Are they, I mean, what is the demographic? Because I was looking at his...
I feel like it's, you're just, unfortunately, I think it's 10 and 20 bucks at a time.
I looked at his, oh, really? His congregation looks like all pretty well-to-do white folks.
Oh, well.
But I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong. Honestly, I've never been to one of those, you know.
Does he tour, or do you got to go to his church?
I think they all have, like, home bases, and then it's just, I think a lot of it's on TV. Like, they just, they beam out on social media. And
hence the video clip that you got.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, there's Kenneth Copeland. Things should be improving any minute now.
Well, yeah.
I feel better already.
Yeah, I'm upright. I mean, let's do this. I feel great, so, I mean, right?
Cured.
Yeah. Feeling good.
All right.
Does the vaccine,
up,
like, magically enter our body, or do we have to go get it?
I don't know how all that works.
I don't think you ask Kenneth for details. I don't think that's a part of his bit.
It might be a spiritual vaccine. I don't know. We'll work out the details later, but hey, the crisis is over. We're fine.
All right. And as P1 Scott put it, so eloquently as he can, large groups of religious right morons packing into a church could be a problem that solves itself. Hashtag Darwin.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, like, we need to barricade them inside, like, put up one of those circus tents. But the problem is then that's going to spread. Otherwise, I'm with you.
All right. Up next, we talk about the Tiger King contrarians. It is 3:43 on the Fam.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we are not talking sports again today. Welcome back, 3:47. Rop and Souk. Next on the list is Tiger King, a show we have spoken about quite frequently here over the last couple of weeks. It's a show that has really taken the country by storm.
It's kind of the big thing going on right now.
It's,
well, minus the whole...
There's a pandemic, but other than that,
I mean, outside of that. Now, I wonder how much of the Tiger King thing is simply because, like, everyone's home and you need something to entertain ourselves.
I think it is not about that. I believe that this would transcend no matter what. Like, look, man, we did the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia back in the day.
Sure.
Remember that?
Same sort of thing.
Well, it is the same sort of thing. And that documentary was so over the top wild that we spent like two clubs on it.
Yeah.
And we don't do that often.
No.
Especially because we know you got to be careful doing stuff on, you know, people out there haven't seen it, you know, and it's like, well, I don't even know what they're talking about. You know, so
I think the other things we did that for were Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And Westworld we did the first season.
Yeah.
Sure. Because they become kind of cultural phenomenons, and whether you've seen it or not, everyone has heard of Tiger King and Joe Exotic at this point.
And Tiger King is like Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, only on steroids and a way deeper story.
Yeah, it's
a murder mystery.
Well, but murder is involved in the Whites of West Virginia too. This one just has, I think, meth instead of pills, and then there's tigers involved. I mean, but other than that, it's really the same thing.
Cults and...
Well, again, I think we're selling the Wonderful Whites of West Virginia short. Go back and watch that. There's plenty of murder and drug abuse. It's just pills, not meth.
So the contrarians are coming out now.
Yeah.
And these are people that refuse to watch it, which you don't have to. I mean, nobody's saying everybody's got to watch a show. I just find it fascinating that I think some of these people are just simply contrarian for the sake of contrarian, right? Like, I get the animal abuse angle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people like, I don't want to watch animal abuse. Well, first of all, you don't really see animal abuse in the film.
No.
There are some uncomfortable moments where they talk about some practices that are less than above board.
Yeah.
But to that point, I would offer up my wife as Exhibit A. Like, she can't watch anything that I watch.
Yeah.
Like, anything. She hates it all. She is just on a totally different plane in terms of what to watch and what's good and what she'll stomach. And she got so roped into Tiger King, she had to go back and watch it again.
Really?
Because she caught me right in the... She's like, what are you... You know, that whole thing of usually disgust of, what are you watching?
Sure.
And it was like episode 3 or 4 of Tiger King, and she could not stop.
So she had to go back.
And she went back and watched the rest of it.
Yeah.
From the beginning, because... And she's that type. She's just the type that would not watch anything like... This is just not even remotely her show. And she watched it. So I just am fascinated by the people who just can't. They take a stand that they won't watch something just because everyone else is. You know?
Yeah, I see where you're coming
like,
on that.
Like, don't F with cats. I get that. That one is, it's stomach turning.
But there's not really, again.
This isn't stomach turning. It's just.
I had someone ask me the same thing. Said, you know, can I watch this? Because you know the way I feel about cats. And I said, there's probably a scene or two that are going to bug you a little
Wait,
bit.
Wait, which one are you talking about? Don't F with cats?
No, Tiger King. And I said, there's going to be a couple scenes that are going to bother you, but it's not blatant in your face. I hate to say it, but the tigers are almost it's an ancillary thing.
The tigers really aren't that big of a part of the story.
No, the
tigers. I mean, you'll see them in cages and you'll see them, you know
like,
at one point one attacks Joe, which is great.
Yes.
Because he's got something on his shoe.
Well, and then the lady gets like their arm ripped off, but it's.
Oh, yeah, that.
You know, you don't see.
You get to see that.
You don't. It's not about tiger abuse. It just isn't.
No, it isn't.
It's just about the dysfunctional world.
They seem happy. They got their balls and their things in their cages and they're playing around. It's great.
Yeah.
And the cubs are cute as kitten. And they treat the cubs quite well.
Yeah. The damnedest thing, though, is that Joe Exotic.
Well, until they grow up.
Joe Exotic, who, it tried to kill someone and is in prison for 22 years.
Hey, don't spoil it.
Oh, sorry. But, like, he's become a bit of a cult hero, and that part is fascinating. Like, that dude is human scum, and he's become, like, this sympathetic figure. I saw Cardi B, of all people, is starting to GoFundMe to try to get Joe out of prison. Like, what? Like, there's like, he's got, like...
Because he's just a big character.
Yeah, he's just a big character, and I guess, like, he's eating it up. I guess he's in prison thinking this is the greatest thing in the world because all he wants is to be famous.
Yeah, and people are texting in, you know, reasons why they won't watch. And look, I get it. If you have legitimate reasons, I get it's not your cup of tea. I totally understand that. I just think there's a group of people out there that are like, nope, I'm not watching it because everyone else is.
And then it's like somehow below them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's white trash and it's like reality TV.
I refuse to give these people my attention.
Dude, this thing has 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. There is a reason everyone's watching it. Look, somebody texted and said, weren't you guys the ones that were like refusing to watch Game of Thrones? Yes. This is my point. Is I was like, man, I don't really dig fantasy dragony BS, right?
Yeah.
And I could not have been any more wrong.
Yep.
Once I watched Game of Thrones, that is one of the best shows I've ever watched. And the dragon thing, it's not even what I thought. So that's kind of my whole point. It's like, there's a reason why everyone's watching this thing. And again, it doesn't mean you have to watch it. It's just be genuine about your reasons why you won't.
So I guess Swag and Cam are both anti this.
Now, Swag, I can see.
Someone said it's a simple case of garbage in, garbage out. Why would I fill my brain with that? Swag said as much. So.
Yeah, but Swigard watches like, dude, that guy will spend time watching random offshoot tennis tournaments.
Sure. But I guess to him, that's like wholesome and worthwhile. Oh,
I mean,
I just know for me.
And Cam, I guess I can see Cam too. I'll have to ask him about that the next. We just golfed yesterday. I should have asked him about it.
Yeah, because I guess he's been.
But he's just an old cranky bastard. That guy is so cranky. God. He's just always bitching about something.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be able to suspend it and just enjoy the car crash. And I'll tell you what, Tiger King is fascinating.
It really is. And so you don't have to, you know, watch whatever you want. But if you put Tiger King on your list, even if animal abuse is the reason why you're not watching it, I'm telling you, you can trust that that's not really a big part of the story.
No.
It really isn't. It's a much bigger thing than that, and you will not be sorry.
It's really just a battle between three crazy, crazy individuals. And have you seen the latest on it that Doc, you know, the guy running the sex cult, the third tiger cult that they have going on?
Doc Antle.
Doc, yeah.
Bhagavan Antle.
That guy, I guess he's knee deep in Britney Spears. I guess like he's the one that provided the snake and the tiger and all of Britney Spears' like music videos. And then Carol was seated next to Britney at like the 2006 VMAs. They've infiltrated Hollywood, and apparently Britney Spears is right in the middle of it. Boy, I'll tell you what, that thing
Well, that's where you get the animals, right?
Yeah, they get the animals for it. So I'd like to believe that Britney Spears was involved in the sex cult. I don't know that, but I'd like to believe
Let me ask you this. If you're doing a music video that you want to shoot with a big cat, where do you get it? The up and up?
You get it from Doc.
When I'm saying on the up and up, like where?
Well, I don't think it is. There's nothing on the up and up.
That's the point. Is that you don't go to, the zoo just doesn't like.
Nah, you can't go over to the Portland Zoo and get it. You get yourself a tiger. Doc's got one for you and a snake.
Yeah. Anyway, great show.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Great show. All right. Ooh, let's see what we got next here. Let me pull up my notes. Sports talk. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
What is that? What do you got happening over there?
I got some notifications. They just told me my screen time was down 25%.
Oh, well, there you go.
How about that?
That's a bit of an
upset. That's an upset, too.
Considering that, you know, we're in the midst of this whole lockdown thing.
Yeah. The extra year of eligibility talks, the NCAA. So a little sports coming up next.
Hey, look at us.
Yeah. That's gone sideways.
Only took us an hour, but we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll do that next because they're supposed to vote on that either today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think it might be today. And what I'm talking about there is like the student athletes who are not going to be able to participate in sports that are coming up. They were talking about giving them an extra year of eligibility.
Yeah.
And they were going to vote on that today. So that's hit a few snags. We'll get to that next. And then our stock watch on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.